Hello, everybody. I'm George Myland. Well, I didn't think the Iranian government would be overthrown, and it looks like I'm right, at least in the short term. I was given a 40% chance, but it didn't quite reach tipping point. I think that's down to 30% chance or lower. Now, things can change. It could get higher, it could get lower, the risk of that. But the demonstrations dying down. Trump's withdrawn his threat. There he was, urging you to come out on the street. But as they say in Washington, D.C., Taco. Trump always chickens out. He's not a man of his word. If there's one thing everybody knows, he's not trustworthy. He's a little bit risk averse. The one thing that nobody suggested is a ground invasion. So the lesson the United States seems to have learned from the last quarter century is that ground invasion of a Muslim country is a recipe for catastrophe. So even though they won in Iraq, even though for a long time what run Afghanistan, the Afghans themselves gave up. They would think that would be a debacle. Remember, Iran is much bigger than either Iraq or Afghanistan in area and in population, and is, fairly well armed and all the rest of it. So there's no absolutely no appetite for that in the United States or anywhere else. So it could have been airstrikes. Not even sometimes not just the jets flying over on, but it's just missiles. Could be some special operations, but it was not going to be, in the very naff phrase, boots on the ground. So the Grand Ayatollah Khamenei is surviving, and so is President Pezeshkian. Remember, Trump said, "You've got to stop killing these people, or you'll pay a price. I'll hit you very hard." And the Gulf Arab countries pleaded with him not to, because their oil refineries are within range of the Iranian drones and missiles and so on. And if pushed to the wall, Tehran indicated they would strike these oil facilities. Now, that'd be terrible for these countries. They would recover from it. Oil production would be gone for weeks or maybe months in some cases, but they would get over it. Iran's stock of missiles and drones is not endless. They can't manufacture that many. They've sold some to Russia and so on. And there's air defense against those, which is not entirely effective. So Trump has been talked out of it, which is why it's not happening. When it mattered, the military stayed on side. So with the Army, Navy, the Air Force, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, those are people steeped in the ideology of the regime, and they will fight to the death to save it. Because they realize if the regime falls, they fall in a literal sense. They'd be hanging from lampposts in many cases. Often they're up to their armpits in corruption, the higher levels of it. They're fanatical believers in the ideology, and partly sometimes it's just out of opportunism. So some of them would be time servers. The actual Army, Navy, Air Force is more secular. And could they be persuaded to declare neutrality, like in 1979 when the Shah left, and that's what allowed the revolution to happen? But the regime is hanging on to the extent that the Supreme Leader Khamenei has felt sufficiently secure to go on television and boast about how many people they've killed. Now, there are estimates over 2,000 people killed. There's an estimate it's 16,000 people killed. So large-scale violence against unarmed demonstrators has worked for the regime. So they'll be rounding up people from now on, ringleaders. There'll be these very quick show trials. A lot of people will be hanged. It's absolutely horrific. Is surveillance increased? Now, will they have to respond with carrot as well as stick? Not just giving people a fiver a month, but saying hijabs are optional or something like that. What are unpopular policies they could liberalize without interfering in the regime? I'm not sure. Of course, there are a few real headbangers who wouldn't allow any liberalization, even if it stood them a better chance of preserving the regime, reform that you may preserve, Lord Thomas Babington Macaulay, take a bow. So the immediate threat has reduced significantly. So they may managed to quash dissent, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps and the Basiji. They have managed to thrash people off the streets. But noticeably, there was no more than rhetorical support from other countries. Russia, China, nobody else suggested do anything practical to save them. So the political system is under strain, and they really realize they are friendless. Maybe offering to try and divide their enemies, offering some concessions to middle of the road opinion to get them, if you're not neutral, either neutral or back on the side of the government. But there's still some systemic problems. Inflation is running very high. The currency is probably going to continue to lose value. There's going to be spreading poverty. People are not poverty, are going to fall into poverty. What is the long-term solution? And it's very difficult to see what it is, unless they're willing to give up something like even their civilian nuclear energy program in return for lifting sanctions. And what a loss of face that would be. So how could they, if the world oil prices go up, something like that? They've obviously tried every trick in the book to evade sanctions and been semi-successful. So I don't know what they, but they might be able to stumble on with enough state terror into 2027. What happens after that is anybody's guess. Is the Ukraine war going to end? Does that mean they're even less useful to Russia than they are now, or what? The world oil prices fall as a result of that, which would hit the Iranian government even harder. So it's unclear what's going to happen. They managed to have a cordial relationship with the Turkish government of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, to the extent that the Turkish police sometimes will arrest Iranian dissidents who've not done anything against Turkish law, bring them to the Iranian border, and push them over the border into the hands of the Iranian authorities. Like Saddam Hussein, his regime was under severe sanctions in the 90s, big rebellions against him, but he managed to hang on to power. You can tough it out. Even more oppressive regimes than what's going on in Iran, Turkmenistan, and North Korea have survived for a very long time. So people just get used to it. Iran does not bar people leaving. It far rather the malcontents get out than stay there causing trouble. And if you speak to Iranians abroad, bear in mind they're not a representative cross-section of Iranian society. They're disproportionately urban, liberal, educated, Western-oriented, anti-regime. And obviously, there are people in Iran, especially older people and people in the countryside, the more religious observant, who are supportive of the government, even fervently so in some cases. But yeah, I think the immediate danger has reduced for the regime. It could go either way now. So that's it. Although Trump's military intervention, if he had like attacked Revolutionary Guard Corps units, wouldn't be guaranteed to work. I mean, to kill a few hundred, maybe kill a few thousand, but they're over 150,000 and they've got the Basiji on top of that. That might have even strengthened the regime. All right. So thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.